My landlord's a wealthy man, living off rent like the fat of the land.
KBOO is a proud sponsor of Eviction Free 2016, a rally in March organized by Portland Tenants United. On January 15th at 4:30 p.m., tenants will gather at Portland City Hall to demand an end to no-cause evictions, landlord retaliation, and persistent discrimination against racial minorities. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the page under Community Events.
Hello, neighbors, if you try to stop an eviction, I'd be by your side. Hello, neighbors, you know you should fight for a right for the common good.
The KBOO Community Radio Artist in Residence program assists artists working creatively with sound. Every year, one artist or one collaborative group of artists will be awarded 20 hours of studio recording and production time with a KBOO mixologist in order to create a piece of sound art that will be publicly presented at the end of the residency. The goals of the KBOO Artist Support Program are to support and invest in individuals who are pushing themselves artistically using sound, whose work will impact the cultural landscape of Portland, and to bring those artists into the dynamic KBOO community of local, national, and international artists and activists. Applications for the 2016 KBOO Artist in Residence are due February 12th at 5 p.m. More information and application materials are at kboo.fm/AIR2016.
If you stay in our love story, if you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. Will you stay in our love story? If you stay, you won't be sorry, 'cause we believe in you. Soon you'll grow, so take a chance with a couple of kooks hung up on romancing. We bought a lot of things to keep you warm and dry, and a funny old crib on which the paint won't dry. I bought you a pair of shoes, a trumpet you can blow, and a book of rules of what to say to people when they pick on you.
The music playing is Inshallah Dub by DJ Mad from Portland label Zam Zam Sounds. I'm Andre Middleton and this is Art Focus on KBOO Radio. I'll be hosting Art Focus on Tuesday mornings from 11:30 to noon on a bi-weekly basis, alternating with Joseph Gallivan. Thank you for joining us. Today my guests are Andrea Telles, Elizabeth Leon, and Blanca Stacy Villalobos, thank you, of Pochas Radicales. But first up, some art news. From our past to our present, Saturday, January 16th to Sunday, February 26th at the Collins Gallery on the top floor of the Multnomah County Central Library. First come, first served. Latino Art Now Collective presents an exhibition of contemporary local artists who challenge the presumptions of what Latino art is and take the audience to a new level of awareness. Join them at their opening reception on January 30th from 1 to 2 p.m. and for the Everybody Reads, Multnomah County's annual community reading project. There's going to be a candidates forum for the arts and culture on Tuesday, January 26th from 4 to 5:30 at the Girding Theater at the Armory. That's at 128 Northwest 11th Avenue. This will be a great opportunity to hear directly from candidates for mayor and the Portland City Council about how their vision for our city and the role that the art and culture can play in a more innovative and prosperous and equitable society. It's free and open to the public. Please note the doors open at 3:30 p.m. sharp, and the forum will begin promptly at 4 o'clock. Confirmed participants include Ted Wheeler, Jules Bailey, Amanda Fritz, and Steve Novick, and Stuart Emmons. With funding from Multnomah County and the City of Portland voter-approved Arts Education Access Fund, the Regional Arts and Culture Council will be investing a total of $100,000 in nonprofit organizations that are providing arts and culture and services for marginalized communities, including geographically underserved neighborhoods, communities of color, immigrants, refugees, persons with disabilities, the LGBTQ community, and other underserved populations. This grant is titled the Arts Equity Grant. Nonprofit organizations that are based in Portland and or Multnomah County are encouraged to submit proposals for organizations that are, for events that occur between July 2016 and June 30th, 2017. To begin the application process, organizations should submit a letter of interest online at ratculturegrants.org by February 24th at 5 p.m. Applicants whose letter of interest best meet objectives of this grant program will be invited to submit a full application in March. So, now I'd like to interview our guest. Pochas Radicales is an ongoing project funded by Blanca Villalobos during her undergraduate experience at Portland State University. The lack of support and space for the queer Latinas and Chicanas and Pochas in academia and community pushed her to create an environment in which to discuss the experience of such an identity in Pacific Northwest. As a queer Latina art collective, Pochas Radicales works towards a community engagement through art and activism. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I get you all to introduce yourselves, please?
Sure. So my name is Blanca Stacy Villalobos, and I'm originally from Southern California, but I moved up here about 6 years ago to attend school at PSU.
My name is Elizabeth Leon, and I'm originally from Mexico City. I moved to Portland when I was 10, so I've been here half and half.
My name is Andrea Tejas, and I'm originally from Sacramento, California, and I've been here for 5 years.
Great. Well, let's start off. Please share a little bit of your background as a collective and what brought you three together to do this work.
Okay. For myself, I think I founded Pochas as a Tumblr post, as a blog. I was pretty frustrated with my identity and the lack of folks that I saw at school and around the community that I could identify with. And so it started off as a blog, and eventually I reached out to my closest friends, those people that I could trust and be vulnerable with, and asked them to come on and join. And in a similar fashion, that's how I met Eli and Andrea. Yeah.
Yeah, I was actually in the same position a couple of years or a year later. Was also really frustrated and not seeing myself represented in the art world or just sort of in Portland communities in general. So I went hunting online, and you know, through word of mouth and online, I actually found Stacy and hunted her down. Still, she became friends with me. So.
Yeah, I met Stacy through a mutual friend that we had at the time where when we met, I was doing my undergrad in PNCA. And so we started talking, and we just got along very well, and our work spoke to each other, I think. And so we started to collaborate a little bit, just as friends, just getting together, having conversations. And then we met Andrea. And then when the three of us got together, it just started working. Mm-hmm. Our conversations started flowing, mm-hmm. our ideas. And so we decided to be part of Pochas. Stacy extended an invitation to both me and Andrea.
We were like, duh.
Yeah, it's just like, do you want to yes. be part of this project? And I think Andrea and I were like, yeah, of course we do. And from there, I think that we started to think about the project that we're doing this year.
Wonderful. So if you don't mind me sharing or asking, What experiences have shaped and informed your work? I mean, I think it's fair to say that Portland has a real do-it-yourself aesthetic and attitude. And how has your practice either been shaped or is shaping this kind of regional aesthetic for yourselves?
Definitely for me, having moved from Southern California, being around a lot of brown people, a lot of other morenitos, and then coming up here and not finding that is what pushed me to find community. Like you said, very like DIY. I just kept going and going and going. And I think like relationships and partnerships have always shaped my art practice, whether that be in performance work or in printmaking. Either like trying to see what kind of relationships I want to cultivate, whether that is with myself, with my own body, with my own spirit, or that with others. And it can be intimate or platonic relationships. I think it's still an ongoing theme in my work, and it's just I'm trying out new ways of cultivating that.
And as far as the DIY thing goes, it's sort of in the same vein. I've found throughout my life that things were going to be a little less easy than they were for my peers as far as getting my life to look the way that I wanted to. I always felt like the outsider and never really quite fit in anywhere. And especially being in a place like Portland, it's absolutely necessary to carve those spaces out for yourself and to create your own space, because oftentimes they just simply don't exist. So as far as my work goes, it all comes from a very emotional place, and it's either through drawing or mostly photography that I choose to express myself. So
for me, I think that something that really made me do art was the clash of cultures. I mean, I was born in Mexico City, and most of my life I lived there, and most of my family lives there. So moving to Portland with my sister and my mom, just the three of us by ourselves, was something that was very shocking. And so I always have this nostalgia for home, yet I don't know my home. So, you know, like things like mi familia, mi hermana, everybody, like I keep them so close, but yet they're so far. And having to move, like very physically, very real, through cultures and through languages, it's something that for me at a young age made me really question who I was. And so for me, that's what drives my work, to really figure out who I am, and those two spaces, how do they inform my choices and my view of life. So I'm very conscious of everything that happens in both sides.
Great. Well, one of the reasons why I invited you, you to come on to the show was to talk about your upcoming project. What's it called? What will it entail, and how can people interact with it?
Yeah, so our project is called Eco Echo. The title came up because I actually was reading an email from Roya from Pica, and it had the word echo in it in English, but I read it and thought of it and said it out loud in Spanish. I was like, echo. I was like, oh wait, no, she means an echo. And so then we thought, you know, I brought up the idea of a title for our project, and we started talking about like echoes are vibrations or energies, are things that resonate with us, and echoes are actions, like actually physically doing something about, like, you know, call it action. And so I think that's, you know, that title in itself is what is guiding our project. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the other girls want to talk about it more.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of what our principle is, basically. Mm-hmm. We come from the podcast that's, so our project is divided in three pieces. One is a podcast where we have conversations, the three of us, but we also want to, in the future, invite other people from the community to have conversations about identity, struggles, but also healing. How do we heal ourselves? And so we have that, the podcast that informs and starts those conversations. Then the other part is a mobile gallery that's used art be like for hunting or traveling. It's a small RV that we will transform into a mobile gallery.
Una trailer.
Yeah.
It's going to be like your lonchera from el barrio, like, it's going to bring all the art to your neighborhood instead of all, like, chocolates and elotes and all that kind of stuff.
Kids are going to be chasing
you. People are going to walk up, like, can I get three tamales?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
It might not be this important.
Or we'll be like, yes.
But yeah, so the mobile gallery is a way to playfully but yet effectively reach audience that we would not be able through the gallery or like very common art spaces. And then from there, we would like to have a final show that exposes everything that we have talked about and shown in the mobile gallery. And do you want to talk about that, Stacey?
I'll talk about Andrea. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the final show?
Yeah, so the final showing will be in November at S1, and it will be a culmination of everything that we've done throughout the year and a little bit more as well, because this will be our chance to completely claim a space for the duration of the show, and we want it to speak to the entire project and make it a space for people to interact with us and to also contribute in just the same way that the mobile gallery will.
I have to, as I hear you talking about it, I have in my mind, you know, almost like the vision of the Pied Piper that is traveling across the region and drawing more and more people mm-hmm. behind in their wake to end up depositing all this energy and all this art in a physical manifested space that other people can come and participate and
Absolutely.
See.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. For us, I think that the three of us have had that experience of going through spaces and seeing other people of color and them reaching out to us and saying, hey, we need space. I don't see anybody of color in Portland. I feel very isolated. Mm-hmm. I feel like I don't belong. Where do I go? And we had that question. We heard that question from other people in our community. And we got together and we said, you know what? It's true. We don't see that many spaces for people of color to express themselves. Mm. And the art world doesn't seem to have that space.
Right.
Yet we are here. Yet we are still speaking. Yet we're still in the community. And we're building community.
Now, you mentioned this, the first phase is a podcast. Mm-hmm. And the second phase is a mobile gallery. And the third phase will be this at S1.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of artist would you like to talk to on the podcast and show in the gallery and be present in the S1 space? I mean, you know, what's it going to look like?
Well, just as we sort of came together as a collective, we want to invite other people to do the same. We want people to reach out to us from the community who feel like they need a space to express themselves that they've never had before. And we want to tackle a lot of issues that aren't necessarily discussed in cultures like ours, especially in Latino cultures. There are a lot of things that are left unsaid because you have to, you know, we have this pride that we all carry around mm-hmm. with us so much. And so we want to be able to just, we want to be able to just invite people of all kinds that feel that they are not represented in art spaces and even just throughout their lives.
Yeah, we're really interested in not just focusing in visual work, that's art. We want to talk to writers, we want to talk to musicians, mm-hmm. dancers, any type of artists, mm-hmm. Creatives that want to create community, to want to get close to community. We want them to reach out, and we want to reach out to them.
Yeah. First thing that came up to my mind was my friends. Like people mm-hmm. that I know that I'm close with that are activists, that are very intentional, and that who don't necessarily think of themselves as artists, but I know and I can see that they're very creative people, very experimental people. And like for myself, wanting to reach out to more queer Latinos and bringing them onto this. You know, people like, I know like Edna Vasquez, this woman that I'm collaborating right now on a dance piece, Claire Barrera, you know, like people like that are in my community that are doing work already. And I think, you know, expanding that community already and just like connecting people with one another, mm-hmm. you just feel the warmth from that. And that's what we want to see.
And interesting you put it that way. Recently, I've been talking with friends and people in my circle about how as Indigenous people or people of color, how we need to take back the process or the purpose of making art. Obviously, in a capitalist westernized society, art has been reduced to a bit of commerce. Mm-hmm. You know, you're going to get supplies, you're going to paint something, you're going to make something. How do you monetize it? Mm-hmm. What I'm hearing here is art not just for art's sake, but art for community's sake. Absolutely. Can you talk more about how that is a theme throughout?
Well, I feel like the basis of everything that we're doing right now is all about that space, because that is what we've all been craving, living in a place like Portland where we don't have it, and we want to be able to provide that for others, not only for ourselves, but for our communities. We want to be able to engage and have those conversations. So art making for us is definitely a healing process, and I don't think any of us are really thinking monetarily how we can benefit this from this. It's all about being able to engage with other people who are like us and who look like us, and even those who don't, to be able to start conversations that need to be had.
Great. So how can people interact with you now, next month, mm-hmm. in the summer? How do people want to, you know, whether they're on the artist side or people who just want to share this experience as a patron or as an audience, how do people get a hold?
So we have three different like venues. We have Facebook. So people want to search us, Pochas Radicales, PochasRadicales. Same thing on Instagram. And then we have our email, pochasradicales@gmail.com. And yeah, just, you know, send us a message. And we are all bilingual, so it can be in Spanish, in English, Spanglish, you know. And there's, you know, there's three of us, and we're all taking like share of all those social media venues. So we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Yeah.
I also would like to extend an invitation para nuestra comunidad, mm-hmm. Que nos escucha ahorita. Si quieren participar en este proyecto tan hermoso que se llama Ecohecho, que nos puedan contactar en Facebook como Pochas Radicales o Instagram como Pochas Radicales. A nosotras nos encantaría escuchar de ustedes, escuchar sus voces y escuchar sus historias. Estamos mm-hmm. listos para escuchar sus historias. Just a warm invite for everybody that wants to reach out, to want to share their stories that, you know, they might not be heard before. I want to hear those stories, and we want to hear those stories. So for us, right now, we want to have that invitation to everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And like the first time I met Andrea, she actually invited me out to dance bachata at Astaculi. And that was the first time I ever met her. And I, you know, we have been in communication on email, and just I haven't been back in Portland from being in Washington. She was like, you know what, I haven't met you yet. Come out
my
and
birthday.
Dance. Yeah, on her birthday. So come out and dance bachata. And I remember texting her, bachata doesn't love me. And I still went anyways, because I knew, I had a sense that this was going to be something really beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, you know, nomás, I think for all of us, it's like following our intuition, our intuición, because when we do that, we're closer to healing. We're closer to, estamos más cerca a la sanación que merecemos de este mundo.
So one last question I ask all my guests. What is the question that this project seeks to answer?
I think that's a really interesting question. And the reason it's a really interesting question is that for us, it's like we don't have those answers. There's no possibility that we have answers for every problem that comes in, you know, like identity, and especially our identity is very complex. And it's full of little places that maybe contradict each other, and dualities that live within ourselves.
Right.
And so for us, that question can be problematic just because we don't have those answers. But we do feel in our hearts that through communication, through sharing of stories,
exploration
is where we truly find knowledge. It's where we truly start to figure out answers to questions we might have not even asked. And so that's what we want for this space, not to be the place where you learn how to speak about a certain subject, but it's a space where you learn about that subject.
Yeah, I think for me it's like how can we heal individually, and then as a collective and as a community, how can we heal? And for us, it's through art. But then, like, what does that look like? Mm-hmm. You know, and it's not just for ourselves, but for our future and for our past traumas also, because we carry that. So what are we doing right now that is helping us on this, like, path of healing? And, like, what's, like, the most wonderful thing we can do with that is, like, use our art.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It's always been a healing process for me as well. And I've never really been able to make art any other way. And personally, topics that I want to touch down are gender, sexuality, immigration, you know, culture, being bilingual in a place like Portland, you know, those things that happen within our homes that nobody ever really has space to talk about. Those are the kinds of things that I want to be able to talk about and work on through this project.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I hope our audience, like I am really looking forward to this. I have to say, as a person of color, I too am at times overwhelmed by the homogenized whiteness mm-hmm. of Portland.
Absolutely.
And,
amen.
And it is a blessing that we are empowering ourselves to create these spaces, not so much having someone else give us space, mm-hmm. but taking it.
Yeah.
So I think it's extremely important. And thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, you can find photos, links, as well as our guest info on our show page. That's it. KBOO FM Art Focus. Please follow the link you'll find there to our Facebook page and like KBOO Art Focus online. Once again, I'd like to thank all of my guests, Andrea, Elizabeth, and Stacy. Mm-hmm. Villa Lobos.
Village of the Wolves.
Gotcha. Villa Lobos. Don't forget our past to our present, January 16th at the Collins Gallery in the top floor of the Multnomah County Library. Don't forget that Multnomah County City of Portland are releasing their new arts equity grant. You can find more information about that at rack.org. If you missed any part of today's show, there will be a podcast of this show online later today. It's my goal to meet and introduce the listeners of KBOO to a broad spectrum of regional artists. If you are a visual artist in any medium, I'd love to have you on our or your organization on our show. It's also my goal to share information relevant to artists in the art community as well. When I learn of residencies, grant deadlines, call for artists, you'll hear about it on this show as well as find it on our Facebook page or on our show page at KBOO Art Focus. We're going out today with the music from Danny Skrilla from Portland's own Zam Zam Sounds. Thank you again for joining us here on Art Focus. This is Andre Middleton. Take care, peace, and Happy New Year.
say to America is be true to what you said on paper.
Hi, I'm Shahid Hamid. With each passing year, the words of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. become more and more necessary to remember. With this in mind, the World Arts Foundation and Kate Booth Foundation members would like to invite you, your family, and friends to their 31st anniversary and tribute to the late Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Monday, January the 18th, broadcast live from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Highland Christian Center in Portland. As in years past, there will be a variety of local and regional choirs, performers, and entertainers, all paying homage to the work